Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I am Bill Snyder, and just want to thank you so much for tuning in today to this episode because, you know, in the society we're living in today with the coronavirus, many of us are turning to digital media to receive inspiration and encouragement of the gospel that we need. So I'm so blessed to be able to provide that for some of you and some people listening. And I want to encourage new listeners, if you've tuned in before or if you haven't tuned in before, you know, welcome to the program, and you know, please share it with a friend. If you enjoy these programs, I just encourage you, you know, share it on social media, text message it to a friend. And I also want to make you aware of a brand new initiative that we're working on because of this pandemic. We are working on putting together an online conference. We know that so many parish missions, so many conferences have been canceled. Here in Milwaukee, the Men of Christ was canceled due to this, and you know, conferences and missions all over the country have been canceled. So one of the things that Patchwork Heart Ministry has done is we've actually partnered with a bunch of awesome evangelists like Martha Fernandez Sardina, Kendra Von Esch, Ray Haywood, and so many more, Andy Santis, so many more amazing evangelists, Terry Modica of Good News Ministries. And what we're doing, folks, is we're putting together this conference online March 28th, and we want you to tune in. It's $25. You can head over to the Patchwork Heart website, patchworkheart.org. Click on our online store. You'll see a thing for online events, and go ahead and sign up. And just sign up. It's $28, but if you use the promo code PatchworkHeart, you'll get $3 off. It'll be $25 for you to tune in, and it's on demand and live. So it's live from 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have talks and mass, a whole bunch of really great things for people to you know, be inspired by during the course of this day. And so you can tune in live. And then, of course, if you miss a talk or you can't tune in at that time, that link is available to you at any time. So you can watch the entire conference on demand at your own pace, and, you know, sit down with your family around your, you know, smart TV and watch this conference. So just really encourage you, again, head over to patchworkheart.org and click on the online store link, and you'll be able to get the online events and register for the conference. Again, it's $28, but if you use the promo code Patchwork Heart, all one word, all caps, you're going to get $3 off. So today, my guest is none other than my spiritual director, Father Bill Zimmer. And He is also a priest in the Archdiocese of Chicago, and it's we were talking the other day on the phone, and I said, hey, you know, I don't have a guest for today's program, and, you know, there's a lot going on in the world today with this pandemic and evangelization. How about you come on the program? So welcome, Father Bill, and thanks so much for joining me.
Bill, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and this is exciting this morning to be able to talk about this and the spiritual dimension of the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, of course, you know, we're all following our government guidelines. You know, we're behind, you know, television screens and cell phone screens pretty much the whole day to get our social interaction. You know, we're doing this over FaceTime, although our listeners can't see that. So Father, you know, let's talk about the spiritual perspective of the pandemic and really what that looks like, what is happening with the world, and, you know, why is this pandemic going on from a spiritual perspective?
Bill, in every age of human history, the entire church, from the Pope all the way down to priests and people in the parishes like you and I, face a fundamental question. How do I live my Christian life in the historical circumstances I find myself in? What do I do and what do I not do? Now, that's a huge global question. In a way, it's a fundamental question of our spiritual life. And so the church gives us plenty of guidance in that regard. You know, when Pope Francis was named Pope in February of 2013, I was watching EWTN's Nightly News, which is really a cool thing to watch, by the way.
Yeah.
And they had Bishop Bob Barron as a special guest. And Bob said, "We are in the age of Vatican II. So what does that mean? That means, among other things, we should look at the documents of Vatican II, because it's kind of like our blueprint, or kind of like our navigator through these modern times. How to evangelize the world as it has evolved to this point. And one of the innovative documents of the council was called the Pastoral Constitution on the Church in the Modern World. It says that the church needs to read the signs of the times to make sure that its proclamation of the gospel is effective for the particular culture and the world as it stands right now, to make sure we're relevant and effective and not out of date. So I'd like to do that using another treasure of the church, and that is the Ignatian method of reflection, using the three powers of the soul, memory, understanding, and will. So the memory phase is when we just describe the situation or the experience. It's kind of like journalism's who, what, when, where, and why type thing. So let's just take a look at some of the main features of the pandemic. First of all, it's worldwide. It's spread from China, where it originated, to now Europe. Spain is one of the hot spots that have arose recently. The United States, Mexico, Kenya, Iran, Pakistan, South Korea, many other countries.
Yeah.
It's affecting the entire human race, from the very richest to the very poor. It's turned life, human life upside down. The entire country of Italy is quarantined, shut up in their houses. The CDC said, gatherings of 50 or more should be avoided. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, has prohibited, in fact, such gatherings. So everything from conferences to sports events to masses are canceled. There's empty stores, empty restaurants, empty streets. Bill, I couldn't believe it. Sunday morning, I drove up to Skokie to have a mass in the living room of my family. And usually when you go east on the Eisenhower into the downtown Chicago, there's this big construction going on, you know, so there's always this huge traffic backup.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
But Spirit told me, just go downtown, you know, it'll be okay. This is the first time in years, Bill, where I sailed downtown at the full speed limit, unimpeded by any traffic. Because me and just a handful of other cars were on the street.
Right.
I don't think even Uber drivers like yourself were even on the street.
No, we're not driving. You know, that's the amazing thing. We're not driving. Yeah. I mean, it's just not safe to drive. You don't know who's getting in your car.
you know, empty schools, which is actually a sad thing to see, empty airplanes, asking $50 billion in bailout from the U.S. government, empty stadiums, the NBA season suspended indefinitely, the NHL season suspended indefinitely, Major League Baseball's opening day is delayed until at least mid-May, Major League Soccer season is suspended until at least mid-April. The NCAA tournament, March Madness, is gone. No March Madness.
I know.
Only March Sanity, I guess. The PGA Tour is suspended through the Masters. NASCAR is suspended until at least May 9th, and on. The political life, debates being held in front of empty auditoriums. No more door-to-door organizing. The Supreme Court has postponed its arguments. The stock market has plummeted in a way that's not been seen since 1987. It's plummeted even more than the 08 financial crisis. A $1 trillion package is being formulated in Washington right now. That's on top of a $100 billion that's already been approved.
Right.
And that's on top of a $1 trillion annual deficit that they regularly run. By the way, the accumulated deficit of the United States is now $23 trillion. That's $23,000 billion, by the way. That's what a trillion is.
Wow.
Just picture $1 billion 23,000 times. That's the accumulated debt of the United States of America. Now, Bill, this is the worst part of it, though. The church. No masses or confessions. Catholic schools called off. Religious ed program sessions called off. The most important thing in human history, the most important form of worship that we know of, the Catholic sacrament of the Eucharist, when the central event of human history, the Paschal mystery of Christ, his passion and glorification, is made present again in history sacramentally, there is no more important way to worship or pray, no more important event in all of human history than that. And now we can't even celebrate that, at least not here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, not publicly anyway. I can say that there's plenty of private masses being celebrated, and that's because that's not prohibited. But still, the average Catholic cannot attend the Eucharist personally.
That's right.
I want to note a very innovative move by a priest. Father Paul Stein, the pastor, told me this last night in the kitchen. He had parking lot masses. He set up a table, an altar in the middle of a parking lot. All the parishioners came in their cars, and they gathered around the altar. They stayed in their vehicle, though, to maintain social distancing. He celebrated the mass. Then the EMs went around the parking lot and gave everybody communion.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that on, you know, Facebook too, and a couple other places. Yeah, and there's so many masses that are being live streamed on Facebook and YouTube Live.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I know, you know, here in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, you know, the bishop said that he will be live streaming the Chrism Mass himself you know, it will not be a public Mass on April 7th, which is, you know, the technically the Chrism Mass day. And so then he'll have all the oils, you know, will be distributed to the church. But he said he'll live stream it, you know. And one of the very interesting things yesterday, Father, and we'll, you know, we'll take a break here in just a minute. But one of the very interesting things that happened yesterday was that Archbishop Listecki actually traveled to each one of the parishes, one of the parishes in each deanery of the archdiocese, and actually asked that each took the Eucharist, took the Blessed Sacrament, and blessed the deanery of each. In every part of our archdiocese. So, you know, there are so many prayerful things going on. And, you know, when we come back from this short break, what I'm going to ask you is about, you know, how we as Catholics can participate, even from a distance, you know, maintain those social distancing things. As you mentioned, you know, what a beautiful way, you know, parking lot masses and other things. So let's just take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to continue talking with you about how those things can be done for Catholics to participate and make their faith real in this time of pandemic. So right back after these messages here on Young Catholics Respond, I'm Bill Snyder. Today my guest is Father Bill Zimmer.
The St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation for Freedom, Family, and Faith offers prayerful accompaniment for those who are affected by divorce and separation. We offer free online support meetings for those affected by divorce and for adult children of divorce. You can learn more about us at nonatus.org. That's nonatus.org. Text or call 215-870-9913.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. Or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
Hi, everybody. Bill Snyder here. Just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And as a founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry, we have so much more going on than just our podcasts. Check it out at patchworkheart.org.
At times it seems like the world today is filled with so much division, bigotry, and hatred. So it's up to us to make sure that we get back to the basics, and that is Jesus Christ and His message of faith, hope, and love. Faith, Hope, Love with John and Morgan Bender is a new project that seeks to do just that by engaging and inspiring Catholics within the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and beyond. Read personal faith stories, interviews, and news all by visiting the Faith, Hope, and Love blog.blogspot.com or follow us on Twitter at Johnny Bender MKE.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder, joined by my spiritual director today, Father Bill Zimmer, who is talking with us about the state of the Catholic Church during this time of pandemic. And, you know, the many things that our society has had, you know, in the first half, we really talked about the adjustment our society has been forced to make. No NBA, no baseball, no, you know, even supermarkets are, you know, limiting store hours. Those 24-hour places like Woodman's and other things are saying, hey, we're closing at 10. We've got to restock and reopen because there's just so much demand and so much craziness going on out there in our world today. So, Father, with this being said, with this part of our reality, at least for the foreseeable future, what can Catholics do in a world where, you know, masses are canceled, you know, and they can't get out to worship? And, you know, one of the things that Archbishop Lestecky did leave in place here was we had a we're going to have, and I will just say this for those living in Milwaukee, we are going to have a day of private reconciliation in 10 parishes around the Archdiocese, 10 or 11 parishes in the Archdiocese on April 1st. So there'll be individual confession only from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. in churches open all day. So go to the archmill.org for more information about that because you can still celebrate the Sacrament of Reconciliation on April 1st. But anyway, what are some other things, Father, that we can do to, you know, enliven our faith, participate in our, you know, faith in this time where we're not allowed to do so publicly?
By the way, those April 1st confessions are no April Fool's, right?
That's correct. It's not an April Fool's joke.
Well, I'd like to shed some light on that question, continuing to use the Ignatian method of reflection. So let's move to the second stage, which is the understanding or intellect. That's where we reflect back on the experience or the historical situation we're in. we can look for the meaning. And in particular, as spiritual people, we look for the spiritual dimension of it. What is God's message? You know, what is the divine saying to us in this? Now, Our Lady, in various ways, particularly Our Lady of Medjugorje and Our Lady of Fatima, have warned us that if the world doesn't turn back to God, there's going to be a chastisement. And my interpretation, along with others, is that the apocalyptic nature of the pandemic is reasonably interpreted as a divine chastisement. So this leads us to the third phase of the Ignatian method, which is will. So what is its impact on us? How does it lead us to conversion? How does it lead us to live our Christian life more faithfully? Okay, so I'd like to suggest two things. First of all, to see it as a golden opportunity for evangelization, you know, to especially regarding the lost sheep of the Catholic Church, the 80% of baptized Catholics who don't practice their faith. This is the easiest thing in the world to get in a conversation about now, the pandemic. But now we can move into the spiritual dimension of it by saying, you know, the Lord is telling us that we need to turn back to God. We need to love and obey God, and may God make God the guiding light of our life. This is what's being communicated to us. The second would be, this is also a golden opportunity to grow in grace, Bill. And I have a number of suggestions here that have come to me in that regard. And I'm sure that you mentioned a couple of them already. So first of all, if we have to stay home in quarantine and not so and maintain social distance, that also opens up the doors to grace. So we can pray together as a couple and as a family more than we normally would. That will strengthen our marriage and our family life. We can take more time reading the Bible. And I would like to particularly recommend the Little Rock Catholic Study Bible, which is the outstanding Bible for Catholics. It's the best Bible ever written in terms of general understanding by the public. It can be obtained at littlerockscripture.org. That's a publication of the Diocese of Little Rock, Arkansas. littlerockscripture.org. We can also devote more time to reading spiritual literature. In particular, I would like to strongly recommend the Diary of St. Maria Faustina, Divine Mercy in My Soul. Bill, of the countless books and articles I've read in 4 years of seminary and then almost 29 years of priesthood, that is the most powerful spiritual book that I've ever read. Practically every sentence is a conversion experience. This is a chance to maybe check out some Catholic media that we might not otherwise do, like Young Catholics Respond. But then there's many others. You know, there's EWTN, there's Shalom World TV, an outstanding Catholic television station, shalomworldtv.org. There's marytv.tv, there's catholictv.tv, there's fiatministrynetwork.tv. You know, one of your recent guests began that network. Couples can strengthen their marriage by spending more time together at home. That's a huge opportunity. Families can strengthen their family life by spending more time together as a family. We can also serve the larger communities safely. In particular, there's a huge need right now for blood donations. I just got an email from Vitalant, VITALANT.org. 50% of their normal blood donations have disappeared, dropped. So they're in desperate need of blood and double reds to help the sick. We can also support local businesses. You know, a lot of businesses depend on people coming out and coming and patronizing their business, whether it's a store or a restaurant or what have you. We could do that and help our local businesses survive the crisis. Yeah. So these are some ideas that have come to my mind as to how we can profitably use this time and turn it into a grace.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that people mentioned is, you know, with a lot of these businesses closing, like being state mandated, I know here in Wisconsin right now, anyway, no restaurants are open for dine-in. So, you know, even this morning I said, hey, you know, I ended up making breakfast, but even, you know, think about just ordering out, so that you can, you know, have it delivered or just go and get takeout. Because a lot of your favorite restaurants that might be a small mom and pop shop in the areas, can use just a simple $20 order for you and your, you know, wife or you and your spouse to have, you know, something different. You don't have to cook every night. I know you can't go sit there, but you can at least go and pick it up and take it home, or have it delivered via something like Uber Eats or DoorDash or whatever. I mean, there's so many different ways that we can support one another. There's an aspect of, you know, contributing to the social good that's right out of the catechism, right? I mean, that's, you know, some of these things can be seen as prayerful activities, even, you know, even when they might not seem on the surface like, okay, I'm being a prayerful person. No, but this is contributing to the common good of and welfare of society, which is exactly what we as Catholics are also called to do. So, you know, make your activities a prayer. I mean, of course, you know, pray the rosary. I was mentioning to Father Bill during the break that the Pope today has called on the Feast of St. Joseph has called all Catholics worldwide to stop and pray the rosary at 9 p.m. Rome time, which is like, you know, 3 p.m. Central or 4 p.m. Eastern. So stop and pray the rosary. You don't have to, tune in with the Pope or anything, but just stop and pray the rosary today at that time. That's another great way, you know, that prayer, that conversion. You talk so much about that prayer and conversion, Father, and reading the spiritual books, the diary of Saint Faustina, which I just ordered, by the way, at least the full thing. So I'm excited to be able to sit down and read some of that. And of course, you know, just participate in your faith as much as you can. Spend some quiet time in reflection too. You know, there is literally, you know, nothing else to do to distract you. God has lifted all the distractions away, right? There's no baseball, there's no basketball. I mean, I'm a big sports fan, so that's what distracts me. But even the theaters are closed. Even the theaters are closed. You know, you can't even go to Broadway. Broadway is shut down. So, folks, you know, really pray and think about, you know, what are some little activities that you can do, or even, you know, what are some little ways you can participate in the building up of our society and trying to keep things running in an order. You know, Father, the other thing, I really liked what you said about praying with your spouse or taking that extra time to spend with your spouse. That's a really good thing to do. Spend some quality time with your spouse at this point. Father, as time is kind of winding down on this episode, I want to ask you particularly for your special blessing and prayers for our listeners, because a lot of people are scared out there. Just a lot of people are like, hey, what's going on? And just to maybe offer some prayers and blessing for each of us and all the listeners that are listening to this podcast right now, because and radio show right now.
Lord, we come before you during this time of history, during this terrible pandemic. We lift up this time to you in confidence that you are always with us in the good times as well as in the bad. We ask for the grace to turn this time into a time of conversion, which we deepen our relationship with you and with each other. We deepen our sense of charity, our love for you and for our neighbor. Help us to turn this time into a time of grace. We ask the guidance of your Holy Spirit to enable us to evangelize effectively as well, to use this time as an opportunity to see your will in all the difficulties of the pandemic, but also the light of grace that can come to us when we look at it through the eyes of faith. So this blessing we ask for all who are listening in particular, but also the entire church, that Holy Mother Church will react to the pandemic according to your will. This blessing we ask in the name of the Most Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Father, thank you so much for spending some of your precious time. I know that you're such a prayerful man, and you're doing so many wonderful things to build up the body of Christ during this time. So thank you for spending some time with us today on this episode.
My pleasure as always, Bill.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to send one more quick reminder about our conference, our digital conference, our online conference. Head over to our website, patchworkheart.org, to check out and purchase your ticket for that. Great evangelists like Kendra Von Esch, Martha Fernandez Sardina, Ray Haywood, and many, many more. Head over to patchworkheart.org, get your tickets. It's March 28th, all day, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It'll be live on the Fiat Ministry Network. But until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY. That's Learn, the number 2, pray, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.